You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, January the 6th. It's another eight-race bonanza at Ireland's only all-weather circuit. It is, of course, Dundalk on this Friday evening. And we've got an action-packed programme for you as well. Plenty of good handicaps and maidens alike, with quite a few decent betting opportunities, as ever, along the way. We begin with the 4.55, which is a traditionally tough-looking five-furlong sprint handicap, in which many of these are regulars here at this venue and, of course, have clashed before. None more so than that race on the 18th of November. Then pretty much most of this field was contesting. And it was Michael O'Callaghan's Aggression who came out on top on that particular occasion. And it's that form line that I'm prepared to go with yet again. I thought this gelding by Margie on that occasion was hugely impressive, the way he travelled through the race. And there's no real reason to suggest why he won't go very well again tonight under similar conditions. He didn't run all that well last time out over six furlongs when he was down the field behind Geological. But to be fair, he pulled really hard on that occasion, failed to settle, and he didn't quite get the extra furlong. But his five furlong track form very much looks the right angle to approach here in this particular race. We know that Dan's Gift has got an each-way chance, as he always has. He's often a smooth traveller, but sometimes doesn't find a great deal off the bridle. The same comments apply to Strategic Force, who's likely to finish in the frame but without winning yet again. Not sure whether Geological is a genuine five furlong horse. And of course, Over to You, who's got form tied up with quite a few of these, unfortunately, has got the coffin box on the outside in stall number 12. Go-Kart Well, she'll probably find this race a little bit tougher than the one she won last time out and was well beaten by the selection Aggression on that meeting earlier in the season. So Aggression in the first looks a fair start, or a fair logical start for us in that five furlong handicap.
Race two.
On to race number two then, which comes up at 5:30. It's Division 1 of the Mile Handicap for 0-65 horses. And the race to concentrate on here was the one that Easy Boy won here on the 16th of December, beating Tegan Angel and Manoroff. I thought it was a highly impressive performance by Patrick Martin's gelding. He'd certainly threatened to put in a performance like that on numerous occasions here at Dundalk, particularly his run the time before when he came from a good deal off the pace in the first time, tongue-tied from stall 14, to finish third behind against the breeze. He had Marmin Ekineko in behind him on that occasion, so he should uphold that form. And the way he beat Tegan Angel and Manoroff, there's no reason why he won't justify his position in the market here tonight. In fact, he's a decent price, considering all the positives that he's got going in his direction here this evening. He's around about the 11-2, 5-1 mark this morning. So that does look very, very tasty each way for the strong finishing gelding by Rip Van Winkle, Easy Boy, who's the choice in race number two.
Race number three.
On to race number three then, and this comes up at 6 o'clock, and it's a seven furlong maiden in which we've got two solid performers here, being clocking up some decent times without winning, in the shape of Rocking Peace and Thomas O'Malley. Now I'm going to give Thomas O'Malley one final chance to get his head in front, because in all fairness to this horse, he's been huge and lucky on his last two starts since he's been fitted with the headgear. He was unlucky, first of all, to come up against a nice horse called Yulong Jaying on the 7th of December, when once again he was slowly away towards the back of the field. He finished off very eye-catchingly. And everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong for him here the last day, when he was again a shortish price favourite in a similar maiden. That race went the way of Thunder Speed from the Tommy Stack stable. But to be fair, Thomas O'Malley really should have won that race. He was locked away with nowhere to go for the majority of the home straight, and finishing very agonisingly strongly, he only went down by a half a length. Now, obviously, we are running out of the excuses for this horse, but to be fair, this isn't a particularly strong race. It's just about him piecing it all together, getting a good break, getting into a much better position tonight. I'm sure Donna Grobon will be fully aware of that. So Thomas O'Malley's taken to finally end a frustrating run of seconds in the 6 o'clock.
Race four.
On to the 6:30 then. And this looks a very tough-looking rated contest. But the two that stand out here are Split the Atom and Plough Boy. Split the Atom has been a regular choice from myself in recent times. I went for him here the last day. In fact, napped him on the 16th of December. And although he only finished fourth of the 14 runners on that occasion, I thought it was a decent effort by David Marnane's five-year-old as he found himself towards the back of the field after a bit of a slow beginning. But he did come home really strongly off the corner to clock 34 and change for his final three furlong sectionals to get within hailing distance of the winner Geological on that particular evening. Now, the time figure of that race was exceptionally good, probably one of my better sprint handicaps that has been run here at this venue throughout the course of the winter. So there's every chance that up in trip here, Split the Atom will go very well. But you certainly have to take into account the performance also on that occasion from Plough Boy, who was drawn stall 13 of 14. Considering he raced all the way around on the outside on the wing, he didn't actually run that badly to finish only 3 3/4 lengths behind the eventual winner. Not too far behind, to be fair, Split the Atom. Tonight, he's drawn in stall one, obviously a much more favourable start position. He's over his optimum distance, the distance he won over the time before. And, of course, he's got the hood back on again, which should induce a little bit of improvement. So I'd probably advise that a couple of split stake selections here. Split the Atom would be my number one choice. But I'd have to have a little bit of a poke at Plough Boy, who's available back at 9 or 10 to 1 this morning.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which comes up in the shape of the mile and a half handicap. The one to concentrate on here, without a shadow of a doubt, is the improving gelding by Fastnet Rock, trained by Joseph O'Brien. It is Song of Love, who comes here off the back of two very impressive victories over course and distance two starts ago, when he easily beat Zanzibil with a power pack finish in the closing stages. I thought he was full value for that neck winning margin. I think he could have won by a good deal further. We certainly had plenty in hand anyway at the finish. And he proved that run was no fluke, if you like, by winning very easily again here on the 23rd of December when he quickened up once again from the back of the field to win going away. Now, he's up in trip here tonight. And I do think that extra furlong and a half will definitely suit this horse, as he's already proven. Obviously, he's got Udigo, Specific Gravity, and one or two others, including Zanzibil and Manachin to think about. But given that the kind of form he's in at the moment, the well-being of this horse, I'd expect him to confirm the form with everything and complete the hat-trick there in the 7 o'clock.
Race number 6.
On to the 7:30, and it looks very much like Ger Lyons has got a huge say in this particular contest, as he's got the first two in the betting in the shape of Mulwani and Fisherman's Blues. Obviously, Mulwani is an interesting contender, having come here via a little spell over in the UK when he was trying by Sir Michael Stout. He's picked up fairly cheaply for €22,000. And it remains to be seen, of course, what kind of level of ability he maintains as he progresses in age. Obviously, he's got a decent draw and he should be suited to the step-up in trip as well, being a son of Teofilio. And the fact that Colin Keane has chosen him over Fisherman Blues probably gives you an indication of the kind of stable pecking order. But I do think, to be fair, Fisherman's Blues is a decent each-way bet here. You can get 6-1 for him this morning with William Hill. And I'd probably say that's the way I'd go here in this particular contest. He also has got a good draw as well, like his stable companion, Mulwani. And he finished second to Paragrid the last time he shipped up here. Now, we've already seen that form work out really well, with the third horse, Sam Kukanoff, winning a couple of weeks after. The time figure of that race is pretty good. So if he runs to that level, it's hard to see Fisherman's Blues not being in the frame. So if you wanted to back him either without the favourites or each way or place only, I think Fisherman's Blues should reward whichever approach you take there in the 7:30.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, and it's on to my nap of the evening. in the shape of Lucent Dream from the John McConnell stable. Now, this horse wouldn't normally jump off the page to most punters here, having finished 9th and 5th respectively on his two goes here at Dundalk so far this winter. But the first of them was very eye-catching. It came in a much better race than this over a mile and a quarter. It was the race. It was won by Specific Gravity. But we had horses in that race, such as Manachin, Brocco Pondo, subsequent winner as a Shin Impala. It was kind of littered with horses that have gone on to run well in the past, including Power Grid, of course. I've missed him off. So obviously that was a good run, considering it was a 50-1 shot and the horse hadn't run for the thick end of 821 days. Now, you'd expect this horse perhaps to bounce off that run on its next effort, but to be fair to it, from a bad draw, still 14-14, it ran really well over an adequate trip behind Crescendo here on the 16th of December, a week or so later. I thought that was a really good effort by this gelding. And it's certainly indicated that he maintains all his form. Now, this is a much weaker race than he's been contesting of late. He's back up to his optimum distance. He's got a decent draw. And in what looks an absolute grisly affair, I'd be amazed if this Lucent Dream, based on his runs and his time figures, that he doesn't go very well here. So Lucent Dream is the pick and the nap in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and obviously all eyes are going to be on Song of the Sky from the John Murphy stable. This filly by Rip Van Winkle was really impressive the last time we saw her, when she won on the turf towards the back end of the flat season at Navan, winning in quite a decent time. The horses that she beat that day, the likes of 65 Roses on her oak, suggest that she should easily be competitive on the all-weather, because those kind of horses always run well here at this venue. But the safety net bet for me has to be Al-Nahar, the top weight. Although this horse hasn't really cut much ice in its last three or four runs, you've got to look at the standard of opponent it's been up against to kind of get an indication of what it's actually been achieving. That fifth behind Propiano a couple of starts ago reads well on the figures. We've had several come out of that race and run well since. And that run the other day when 7th of 14 behind Heavyweight was certainly better than the bare results suggest, considering that this horse is well towards the rear, turning for home to only get beat two lengths in the end by several heavyweight horses in that particular contest. So it was a decent effort by Natalie Lupini's charge. Drawn in stall two, likely to get a good run round the inside tonight in the hands of Ronan Wynn. And I'd certainly expect Al-Nahar to be knocking at the door in that last particular contest.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.